Hello again. 'Tis the season of separation. Yes, graduations are upon us again, all across the academic world, including Georgetown University and Holy Trinity School. Students are graduating and are thereby saying goodbye. Despite the joy of accomplishment and the hopes for the future, there are tinges of sadness among the graduates as they say farewell to their classmates and mentors who have formed and shaped them over the course of their studies. I am reminded of the bittersweet sense that surrounds graduation when I reflect upon today's first reading, especially when we read how Paul knew that his friends would never see his face again. We read, quote, "When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. They were all weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him, for they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship," unquote. Friends, even now, centuries later, don't you sense the sadness and grief from these departing words of Paul? According to biblical writer Cletus Hall, Paul's farewell consistently mirrored speeches of biblical characters such as Moses, Joshua, and Samuel. In fact, the departure discourses of Paul resembled that of Samuel in the Old Testament, as it contained three remarkably similar ideas. First, both Samuel and Paul related they never misused monetary gifts in an improper manner. Second, both men recounted the history of their journey of faith with the people. Third, the call and charge to recommit. The recommitment of their lives to the Lord was clear. Consequently, God's prophetic message warned both Israel and the Ephesian leaders it was time to follow the Lord with absolute dedication, unquote. In other words, folks, Paul ended this moment of farewell and sadness Paul endured this moment of farewell and sadness because he was committed to God's mission, and he thereby had a sense of being sent by the Holy Spirit. It is important to note that Paul, after 2 years of preaching and pastoral ministry in Ephesus and the environments in that area, grew very close to many Ephesians. Now he was departing for Jerusalem, taking financial aid from the Gentile churches in Europe to the poor Jewish Christians in Jerusalem. After missionary work in Greece, Paul and his fellow workers took ship, aiming to be in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. The ship would take them close to Ephesus, but there was no time left to call there, landing at Miletus, about 30 miles from south of Ephesus. Paul sent word to the elders of the Ephesian church to meet him there. Several years ago, my Jesuit brother Fran and I participated in a pilgrimage tracing the footsteps of St. Paul. We thereby visited Ephesus, where we saw the ruins of a magnificent temple dedicated to the goddess Diana. It bore eloquent testimony to the power and wealth of this Diana worship. Interestingly enough, as one commentator notes, alongside the mortality associated with that worship, Ephesus was renowned for the magic arts that went on in that city. Yet so mightily did God bless the preaching of the gospel through Paul that many turned to Christ, finding no more use for their books of magic. They brought them before all the people and burned them, one of the most expensive bonfires in history. At that time, the books were worth 50,000 pieces of silver, about $1 million at today's prices. Little wonder then that Paul loved them for their faithfulness and love to Christ, unquote. Paul's farewell address, moreover, to these Ephesian elders is noteworthy since it is the only record there is in the New Testament of Paul's public preaching to believers. In the book of Acts, there are several records of Paul's preaching to unbelievers. We also have his written letters to Christians. But only here do we have a record of Paul actually preaching to Christians. And so, folks, today's first reading comes in Miletus at the end of Paul's last sermon to the Ephesian leaders and the faithful Christians he grew to know and love in that region. Returning to our own experiences of departures and farewells, where they are due to graduations, a change of job, or even death, we are invited to ponder the example of Paul. At such moments, despite the sadness and even sorrow, the Spirit of Christ is with us, sending us forward to love and serve in a new way with new companions for the cause of Christ. The attached video, the video next to today's homily link, depicts ruins of an amphitheater of the ancient city of Miletus, where Paul said farewell to his Ephesian friends. This may provide a further revelation of the environment where Paul moved forward on his mission with and for the Spirit of Jesus. In our own way, friends, when faced with farewells, whether our own or those of family and friends, we are invited to be like Paul and to move forward with the Holy Spirit.